Welcome to Seattle College's International Programs and our show, Conversations With, where we talk to people that help you understand how you too can be an international student in the United States and why Seattle Colleges should be your first choice. We'll talk to students and staff and agents and government folks, all kinds of people about what you can expect when you're getting ready to apply or travel here, what you'll experience while you're with us, and how it can all lead to an amazing life. Don't forget to check out the Seattle College's International Programs website at intl.seattlecolleges.edu, where you can find a treasure trove of information about the school, the programs here, and best of all, fill out and submit your application. Again, that's intl.seattlecolleges.edu. Hey everybody, it's Evan Fernalovich. Welcome back to Conversations With here at Seattle Colleges. Very excited. This is our first guest from Italy. Buongiorno. What an honor. Yeah. Do you want to introduce yourself and tell people exactly which part of Italy you're from and what you're studying?
Okay. So hello everyone. My name is Romina. I'm from Italy. I mean from Bologna. It's north of Italy.
Bologna.
Yeah. I'm studying business right now, and I want to graduate in digital marketing.
Oh, cool.
Yes, yeah.
So you're studying business,
yeah.
And is this a 2+2 program?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so
I would like to transfer after.
Where to?
I don't know. Still deciding. It depends, like, which university offers, like, marketing.
Sure.
Because I want to do, like, digital marketing, which is more specific, not marketing, but digital marketing, so.
Do you think you'll want to stay in the Seattle area, or do you want to go see a different part of the country?
I think right now stay here, yeah.
You like Seattle?
I mean, I have, like, a family here.
Oh, you do?
Relatives, yeah, like, a cousin of my mom.
Really? So.
Cool. It helps a lot, of course.
Is that why you chose Seattle initially, because you have family in Seattle, or did you?
This is one reason. Mm-hmm. I was in San Francisco before as a student, and I was completely alone there.
You went to San Francisco
as a student.
University student?
Yeah, I was studying in San Francisco, yeah.
Oh, and then you transferred up to Seattle?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's interesting. So some of our listeners may want to say you can start at another place, transfer in.
Here. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So why did you transfer from San Francisco?
Because I had family. I was alone in San Francisco. So yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah, it's nice to have family.
Yeah, they helped me like. Mm-hmm.
But did you like San Francisco?
I did.
It's a great city. No.
Yeah.
I think it's probably one of my favorites.
It's a good city, yeah.
All right. Glad to have you in Seattle.
The only thing I don't like is in Seattle is the weather. But for the rest, like, I love Seattle. So
okay, so when did you arrive in Seattle?
In January last year.
January
this year, so yeah, in January, yeah. It's
okay.
Almost 1 year that I'm in Seattle.
So you were here during the summer?
Yeah.
Wasn't it beautiful in the summer?
I like it. Just summer, yes. But winter, no.
Just the summer. Yeah, winter gets a little gray. It rains, it's true. But then you're studying, so, you know, you're inside anyway.
Yeah. Can't complain
too much. And, you know, Italy's known for food. So how's the food here?
I mean, I go to Italian restaurant the most. And I cook too, so.
Nice.
But I'm trying to also try different, like, food. As I was saying, my Indian friends, like, I want to try Indian food.
Oh, yeah.
I met one Colombian friend, and I want to try Colombian friends. So I'm very, like, open. It's not that.
Right.
Also, being in America, you become really open-minded and try to learn more about other cultures.
Right. And it seems like we have restaurants from just about any part of the world. You might be interested in trying some of those foods.
Yeah.
So, well, that's really great. Well, let's go back. I always like to start from where you began. You were in Italy in thinking about going to the overseas. Only thought about the United States, or did you think Canada maybe?
Oh, no, only United States.
Only the United States.
I came here like as an au pair before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
And you say for the first time.
Right.
I started my experience in Connecticut.
In Connecticut. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then I moved to New York.
Oh, wow.
Then I moved to California, West San Francisco.
Okay, so when you're an au pair, and we have many listeners who start as au pairs and then they want to transition to be a student, and we try not to offer visa advice, but so you got here on what type of visa as an au pair?
J-1.
A J-1 visa.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So you have to get that switched over to an F-1.
F-1.
Did you have to return to Italy?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went back to Italy because it was faster. I've talked with like a lawyer too, and my advisor when I was in San Francisco before becoming a student, and I asked them which is like the recommended method, like to get the student visa, stay here and do a change of status, or like go back to my home country. Mm-hmm. And he told me like the quickest way is like go back to Italy and go to embassy again,
right?
All the process.
Yeah,
and it was like pretty fast. Like
really,
I did the application probably in January.
Okay,
February. And I was going to start for fall semester.
Okay.
So I went back to Italy during the summer, probably in July, no. And I got a visa in 1 month. I was ready to clear.
Super fast.
Super fast, like, yeah.
Wow. Now, did you have to travel to Rome, or are there consulates around the country?
We have, like, 3 consulates.
Mm.
One in Milan, Florence, and Rome and Naples, 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And which one did you go to?
Florence, because I'm more closer to Bologna.
Oh, okay.
Like, 1 hour.
And what a great city, Florence. I love Florence. It's so great.
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
With the same guy that did the interview for the J-1 visa, F-1 visa, same guy.
Really?
Yeah, same guy there.
Oh, interesting. And did they ask you a lot of questions? Was it a long interview, or do you basically walk in and get your visa?
Not at all. Like, what I can recommend, like, if your host family, like, wants to sponsor you, to do like a student visa, try to say them that you're not going to work for the family because it's illegal to work here. So
Right. During
the interview, if they have like any suspicion that you're going to work for those family, you're not going to get the visa.
Right,
so
right.
Please like make sure that you don't have any.
Right.
You're going to work for those family.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to stay. Now, you can work on campus.
On campus.
A lot of students ask about working on campus because they want to help fund themselves. Did you find work on campus? Are you working at this time?
I was working in San Francisco.
Oh,
I was
in
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my intention is to apply for work for next semester.
Yeah.
Winter semester here. So.
Yeah, I've actually seen some jobs posted just recently, like the other day. So if you're looking for an on-campus job, you can check in the international programs office, because I think I saw like an international ambassador position that it's paid and it's a cool job. It's really fun. Well, So you've been here since January, which means you've been here long enough now where you qualify for a vacation quarter.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Are you going to just keep studying through, or do you think you'll take some time off to
I don't know, because I was talking with advisor and she said that since I took like summer off, I'm not allowed to take a vacation.
Oh, quarter, okay.
So.
Gotcha. So you'll just keep studying through. And then when would graduation actually be?
In May.
In May?
Yeah.
Do you plan to walk? Do you go to the ceremony at the baseball field at Safeco Field?
I don't know.
It's really cool. So I think it's end of May, maybe June, they have a big graduation where you can come and walk and you get your diploma.
I didn't know it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an experience. Like,
it's a big experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's thousands of students, not just international, but also domestic. And
Why not?
It's
I would
really
like to do it, of course.
And have you been in the stadium before, the baseball stadium? Well, if nothing else, it's a great opportunity to go and see that structure because it's really cool. And maybe you should check out a baseball game while you're there.
Probably,
yeah. Have you done any sporting events since you've been in Seattle? No?
I don't like sports.
Well, what do you do for fun? A lot of people, they think, I go to school in Seattle, but they also want to know what they can do for fun.
I'm a big fan of nightclubs.
Really?
Yeah,
you're like one of the first that has said that. That's so great.
Yeah, nightclubs, nightlife in Seattle is so good.
It's good.
Yeah.
All right, so let's tell people, what's your favorite club?
Probably Stadium in Sarajevo.
Okay.
My two favorite one.
Really? Why? What's so good about them?
I think the connection was really important because my friends, my best friends, like DJs, so they always like bring me to events and like I enjoy it. Yeah, yeah.
That's and is it in so, Capitol Hill area or is it which part of town are those clubs?
One is in Sarajevo, is in First Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Like close to the Peak Market.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And Stadium is, I don't remember like where, just for the maps.
But it's in downtown somewhere.
Yeah, it's in downtown. Okay, yes, cool. Yes, downtown Seattle, yeah.
Well, there you go, guys. Couple of recommendations for nightclubs. Yeah, it's funny. I've interviewed a lot of students and not many people like go out to the club. So that's cool that you do that.
Yeah.
You're over 21 though.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
That's helpful.
I am, of course.
Some of our students are not that old. So you are unusual that way. Well, cool. So you got to the United States, you were in San Francisco, then you come up here. You know, the programs here are maybe structured a little bit different than what you're used to back home. Tell us about your classroom experience. What have the teachers been like? What's it been like interacting with like domestic students? Have they been curious about you? Are they shy? What's been your experience?
I mean, when I came in California, was I met lots of people who were kind of curious where I was from.
Ah, okay.
And I can see that it's different also how the classes are held, like in Italy and here. Like, I think here the education is much easier than in Italy.
Uh huh.
Like in Italy, like sometimes I like a hard time to pass a class, and here it's like this. I'm like,
wow.
Okay, yeah, yeah, it's very like easier, like you know, in Europe.
Well, that's good.
That, yeah, which is a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're like, I advise you, if you're like a bad like grace in your home country, for example, in Italy, like don't worry that you're going to do good.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are you a pretty good student in general?
Yes. No, yeah. Now, yes. I almost have like 4.0 GPA.
Oh, that's so great.
Like, yeah.
Well, people that get such a great GPA usually apply for scholarships. Did you apply for the foundation scholarship that we have available in the spring and in the fall?
I didn't even know that.
Well, there you go. So twice a year, we have something called a foundation scholarship that's available to our international students. And you can apply, especially if you have good grades. It's really great. And it's between $1,000 and $5,000. So it's money towards tuition. So why not? So I think fall's already closed, but look for an announcement coming up in the spring. They usually send out emails. It's on our Instagram page, I think. And they'll put up signs in the International Programs Office. So there's lots of ways you might hear about the scholarship. Check it out because it's a good chunk of change. You know, who That's doesn't like money, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
So, yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
I'll try it.
Well, so you've done some traveling. You've been back on the East Coast. You've been on the West Coast. Do you have plans to do any more traveling while you're here? Or do you plan to go to Canada? Have you been into Canada?
No, never.
No?
No. But yeah, it's close. Like I should.
Right. Like, and if you're an Italian passport holder, it should be easy to get into Canada, I would think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's worth checking out. You should definitely check it out.
Yeah, I did an application, but definitely, yeah.
I want to go. Amtrak, the train, will go to Vancouver now. So you could actually catch the train here in the morning, be in Vancouver and hang out for the weekend. And
that's interesting to know.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You can. I know that there's a form or something you have to do at the International Programs Office, but you go in there and do that. So that's really great. Cool. All right. So your classes, and you're a student here at Central, not at North or South?
North.
Oh, you are at North.
Yeah, I'm in North Seattle College. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, let's talk about that then. Some of our students that are thinking about coming here, they don't know which campus to choose. What do you give your thoughts about the North Campus?
I like it, to be honest.
Yeah?
Also, as I was saying, my relatives, my cousin, he was like a student at North College, and he told me, recommend to come here.
Ah, so, okay. Yeah, it's definitely a different kind of a campus than Central.
Yeah, I can see it.
Are most of your classes in person or most of them hybrid? Or?
In person, because as international student, you have to do like 7 credits in person, I think. So the most are in person.
Right.
I have only one class online, the rest in person.
Okay. How many total classes do you have now?
4.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you got a full schedule. Yeah, and is it usually pretty easy to create a full schedule every semester? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Just, yeah, I can complain about this.
So of the majors that we offer, you know, we have over 130 programs, but a lot of students are interested in one of five areas. Business is one of them. I mean, usually it's engineering or computer science, but business is really popular. Can we talk a few minutes about the business classes themselves? Have you had many that are just focused on business?
No.
Not yet?
No.
Right now you're just knocking out your basics?
Yeah, on the basic, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have business classes in your future?
Business law?
Business law.
Yeah,
okay.
In the future, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've done like economy.
Oh, economics.
Economics, yeah.
No worries, yeah. And so both micro and macro economics?
Yes, I've done both, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And how were they?
I mean, they're good. As I say, like, my focus is to do like marketing, and
sure.
I'm not doing nothing about marketing right now, so I'm just doing the requirement classes right now.
Sure, sure. Well, we don't have any positions available within our marketing department, but sometimes we do, so keep checking back. We always like to find students that are interested in marketing, because
okay,
that's what we do. Yeah,
I didn't even know it, so now I'm like, good to know.
That's right. Now, yeah. We do... there are also a lot of opportunities for OPT after you're finished with your two-year degree. Are you planning to do OPT?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
After my graduation in May, I would like to do like 1 year OPT and then maybe transfer to university.
And then you're transferred. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some students seems like they just want to keep going because they have momentum, but others stop and take that year.
Yeah, I would love to take the year and like
right.
kind of stop and do OPT. So.
And Seattle has so many great companies to choose from. I know you have to find work within your field.
Yeah.
Is there a particular company you're interested in right now? Or
I didn't check, to be honest, because I always like take time by time.
Sure.
But it's going to be the moment to look for work. I'm going to like focus on doing research and find the best company. But right now I'm focused on studying. So I'm like,
right.
Finish my class right now.
Yeah. Well, we have some really big companies in Seattle, like Starbucks, Amazon, T-Mobile. We have some good companies to choose from. Mm. I mean, or smaller. There's a lot of smaller companies as well. So
and does North College have contacts with those companies?
Yeah. I would. So each of our campuses has, we have transfer advisors as well. So they have advisors that'll talk about OPT or that help you with that OPT process. So yeah. Shun, you've met Shun?
Yeah, he's my advisor, yeah.
Such a great guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he should be able to help you with that to a certain extent. And if he can't, he'll certainly point you in the right direction.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah. Cool. So when you finished with your degree, after you've transferred and got your bachelor's degree, what are your future plans? Do you plan to go back and use your skills in Italy? Do you want to?
I want to stay here.
You want to stay
yeah,
here?
Yeah. I'm honest. Like,
yeah, sure.
America, so
yeah. No,
I've been here like maybe 4 years, and I'm like, I want to stay.
Feeling like it's home a little bit.
Exactly. Like when I go back to my home country, I don't think like that sense of belonging when I go to Italy. It's like I don't belong anymore there.
Really?
Yeah. It's like weird, but every time I go there, I'm like, I don't want to stay here.
Hmm.
I mean, Italy, I think it's good to go on vacation, like to see my family, but to live there, I'm like,
sure.
I don't want to do it. So.
Well, it's so funny because so many Americans I talk to, they see, let's go to Italy, we want to live in Italy. And, you know, there's that whole under the Tuscan sun that got a lot of people that wanted to go over there.
Yeah.
And now, like, so my wife and I, we were living in Belgium, but we flew to Sardinia.
Okay.
Because you could find houses for €1. You know, some of these small villages where they're trying to encourage people to come back and stuff.
Yeah.
So we went and we looked at some houses, but they had already given away all the €1 houses. So we're like, but we still got a great vacation in Sardinia, which was really cool.
I bet. Yeah.
It's really nice.
It's beautiful.
It is really beautiful. Everybody should go. But yeah, I think it's funny. People want to go to Italy, but you're like here. It's good to go visit, but I'll stay in the U.S.
Yeah.
But when a lot of students are worried about culture shock when they get here. Did you have any problems when you first got here? Like, was there anything that really surprised you or?
No, I was so happy to be here. That was like really open-minded. I was very open to learn new things here. So
yeah,
I don't think there was any cultural shock.
That's interesting.
I mean, even about the homesick, like I don't feel so much homesick. So like
right.
It depends. Like sometimes yes, but like rarely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you first arrived, was I'm guessing you've been here 4 years, so your English has probably improved a lot since you arrived. Do you feel?
I mean, yeah, my English was like good, like since the beginning.
Okay.
Because I used to love English when I was like a baby.
Ah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I did everything to learn.
Yeah.
The first time when I came in America, it was like cultural exchange. I was 18 years old. I came here 1 month just to improve my English.
Oh, that's cool.
So.
With which organization?
Education First.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's EF, right?
EF, exactly.
I used to work for EF, but I worked for them in China, so a little different.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. I think EF does a really good job. How was your experience?
Good.
Yeah?
I was scared the first time. I was really scared because in Italy, like, we know that the parents, like, love the kids at home, so I was really dependent. And I was scared to come here. I was like, really, my mom wanted to do, like, this gift for me for my 18th birthday.
Uh-huh.
In Italy, it's, like, 21, 18, so...
Sure.
My parents were like, I send you to America to improve your English. I was crying. I was like, no, I don't want to go to America. I want to stay here with you.
Oh, no.
And I was scared at the beginning. But to be honest, the moment I arrived here, I fell in love.
Oh, that's great.
And yeah, that's why I was trying to come back. And I came here in Super. Now Sudan, then. I don't want to leave now.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you had a little host, you had a host family for that month.
I did, yeah.
And that was in Connecticut?
No, I was in Bakersfield, California.
Oh, it was in California?
Yeah.
Oh, you have been all over the place.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, wait, do you hear that? That means it's trivia time. Ding, ding, ding. So, yeah, this is the part of the show where we ask you 5 questions. And okay. If you get them all right, you get on our wall of fame. And if you don't get them all right, it's all right. Don't worry. It's a safe space. We're not going to make you cry or anything. All right, well. Question number one, since you go to our North Seattle campus, what is the mascot for North Seattle? What is the animal associated?
The frog.
The frog. Yeah. Yes, the tree frog. Very good. Question number two, how many quarters are there every year at Seattle colleges?
Every year?
How many quarters are there? How many?
Five?
There are four.
Four
quarters.
Okay.
So there's fall, winter, spring,
summer.
And summer.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. All right, no problem. Okay, next question. There are 3 national parks surrounding Seattle. Can you name one of those national parks? I always get them with this question. It's a tough one.
Mount Rainier?
Mount Rainier National Park!
Perfect,
yeah. Woo! Mount Rainier, that's right. Mount Rainier's off here, the big mountain to the south.
Okay.
East, yeah. The other two, Olympic National Park.
Okay.
So as you look across the water, there's Olympic National Park. And to the north, there's North Cascades National Park, which is beautiful. You should check it out. Are you a hiker?
It depends. Like, sometimes, yes, I don't know.
Sometimes, yeah. All right, fair enough.
It depends.
All right. Question number 4. How many credits do you need to take each quarter to be considered full-time?
12.
Yes!
Okay.
Nice! Great. And the last question. What was the last movie you saw?
Netflix. What's the name? I watch a lot of Netflix.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
TV series or movies?
Both.
Both of them.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, Netflix is pretty popular. Everybody has those. I've watched a number of, binge watched a couple of shows on that.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, great job. We are going to end with final words of advice. Your wisdom, now that you've been here for so long, 4 years, that's a long time. So you probably have some great wisdom to share with any of the students back in your part of the world. What kinds of advice would you give them?
Try to make friends, of course, because feeling lonely is like not good. Like sometimes you need to talk with someone when you're like worries, and it's like you need someone by your side.
Right.
I know that obviously your family is gonna be like in another country, but having friends here is like really important. Like try to go out, don't be shy. Like try to meet people and try to be very outgoing with people.
I agree. Yeah. It's great advice. Definitely. Don't be shy. Otherwise, it'd be really lonely.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a good experience. So.
Well, cool. Good advice. That's really great. And, you know, we always offer the opportunity to speak in your own language. We want people to hear, what is it? What does Italian sound like? Maybe people out there have never heard it before. I don't know how that's possible, but maybe they have never heard it. So maybe you could offer something just for a few seconds, whatever you want.
Ciao a tutti, come state? Volevo dirvi che sto passando una bella esperienza qua in America e spero che venire qua un giorno. Ciao.
Bene, bene. It's beautiful language. So beautiful. Oh, man. All right. Well, great to meet you. Thanks for all your time today. It was really good to meet you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a wonderful holiday, because it's by the time this airs, the holiday will be past. It'll be Thanksgiving, but it's coming up. So hopefully you'll have some turkey or something.
I think yes. Okay. Definitely. Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Conversations With is painstakingly crafted for you by the Seattle College's International Programs Department and supported by the lovely folks here on our campus. This show is produced and edited by me, Evan Frenolovich. We welcome your emails and questions about coming to Seattle Colleges. Please reach out to us via our website or just give us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, as this helps others discover the show. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or YouTube at Seattle Colleges INTL. That's Seattle Colleges INTL. And be sure to check out all of the shows here on Conversations With. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.